Hello, Sunshine. Welcome to another quick, empowering Wednesday mindfulness episode of the Total Fitness God's Way podcast show. The show where you get equipped to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, to unleash your God-given potential and turn your dreams into reality. In today's episode, I want to address the importance of learning to think before you speak. Thomas Brown said, "Think before you act, and think twice before you speak." But how often do we actually put this into practice? It's so easy to get caught up in the moment, to make impulsive decisions, or to say things based on our emotions, only to regret it afterward. I think we've all been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. Rethinking conversations. I should have said this. I should have done this. Well, let's learn how to think before we speak with the following 6 practical tips today. Tip number 1. Listen without interrupting. Don't listen just to respond. The golden rule of relationship is to treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Have empathy. Try to understand the emotions behind their words. Respect their feelings and experiences. Put yourself in their shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Our perspectives, beliefs, and upbringing influence how we see others and interpret information. Remember, everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle. So when you feel offended by what they've said, don't think what's wrong with you. Instead, think what could have happened to you to make you act like this. Tip number 2. Avoid misunderstandings. Repeat what the person said or ask questions. Don't assume you know what the person is trying to convey with their words. Tip number 3. Not everything requires an immediate reaction. Take a deep breath. Count to 10 if you have to, and ask God to set a guard over your mouth before you react. This can make all the difference in the world. Consider how your words might impact their feelings. You can never take back what you've said. There's an analogy I once heard and taught my boys as well. It explained that spoken words are like toothpaste. Once the paste is out of the tube, can never be put back. So ask yourself, will my words build them up or tear them down? Tip number 4. Sometimes it's best to just walk away. There are some battles that you cannot win. Allow God to fight those for you while you keep silent. Tip number 5. Always practice self-awareness and reflection. Learn from both the good and the bad conversations. Once you know what triggers you, you can learn to practice strategies beforehand to help you avoid or manage future conflict situations more effectively. What we should remember is that our words can trigger a chain of consequences, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. So when we learn to understand, acknowledge, and regulate our emotions more effectively, we empower ourselves to become the best versions of ourselves and shine our lights to prove that we are disciples of God. So in conclusion, to think before you speak is the practice of being mindful of your words. Listen without interrupting. Avoid misunderstandings. Not everything requires an immediate reaction, and sometimes walking away is just the best. And always practice self-awareness and reflection. With practice, you can learn to harness the power of mindfulness and self-control to respond to conflict situations in a more calm and rational way. Choose to sow words that inspire, encourage, connect, and heal, not break down. Viktor Frankl, the Jewish Austrian psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, said, "Between stimulus and response, there's a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. And that's a wrap for today. So please get in touch with me when you're ready to embark on this transformative journey to unleash your God-given potential and finally turn your dreams into reality. All the links are in the show notes for you. Together, we will turn your dreams into reality. And as always, your reminder for today is you're capable of being more, doing more, and having more because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Have a fantastic, blessed Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on Friday.